Hi, this is Dave Edwards, and we're going to talk a little bit about executive coaching. Now, what exactly is executive coaching? Executive coaching is the process of coaching a person whose responsibilities lie primarily in the area of leadership and/or management. Now, we know that leadership is the process of knowing where your organization needs to go and how you're going to get there. So a leader is focusing on the vision, the values, the mission, the purpose, the goals of an organization. He's taking responsibility for the direction of the organization. He doesn't make excuses. He anticipates the future. There's no shortage of principles with regard to what a leader does in an organization. He also involves himself in the process of strategizing. So he's looking at the SWOT model: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. He's determining where the department of the organization needs to go and how you're going to get there. And we all know this. The question is, how do you go about taking the principles of sound leadership and actually translating them into action? How many executives have a very clear, straightforward set of vision, values, missions, purpose, goals, and strategies written down so that they can see them and measure them? Oftentimes, that's not the case, and it's not because they don't know the principles. It's because the difficulty comes in applying the principles to our particular situation. And so coaching helps in the process of taking the principles and putting them into action. Equally, when you're talking about management, we're talking about the process of getting things done through other people. That's the definition of management. The old adage, if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself, doesn't apply to managers. If you want something done right, you have to find a way to get others to do it right for you. And so there's a process of getting people to take ownership, getting them to be on board with the vision, values, goals, etc., actually motivating them and resourcing them and dealing with the people part so that they actually feel honored and a part of the team and participative. We know those principles. Again, the difficulty is taking those principles and actually putting them into action. And so an executive who has a coach that they're working with will be able to engage the process of not only looking at the principles that they most need to apply to their situation, but also determining how they need to apply those principles. What are the actions that they need to take? And oftentimes, the coach is just simply there to provide inquiry, not information, so that the executive applies the principles that he or she already knows. So coaching is a process of holding up the mirror so that you can see yourself as you are, so that you can see your situation. It's a process of helping you to see a little more deeply what's going on in the situation. Executive coaching will sometimes provide a place for the executive just to dump everything out onto the table like a jigsaw puzzle, and once it's out on the table, then he or she can begin to sort through the pieces and figure out how it all fits together. Oftentimes, an executive coach is involved in the process of making connections between parts that they hadn't seen were connected before. So coaching is a cooperative process whereby a coach unleashes the brilliance that you already have in order to help you not only see how to apply the information, but then to actually engage the process of determining an action plan and then being held accountable for the action plan. So you're the one determining where it is that you need to go and what it is that you need to do, and then you set up with your coach an acceptable way for you to be held accountable. It's not nattering, it's just simply you saying, I want you to ask me about this, I want you to hold me to this, I want to make sure that I do A, B, and C by the end of the week. And I'll send you an email to let you know that I did. And so an executive who's working with a coach is much more likely to actually be using the principles that they know. How many times have you read a good book or attended a good seminar and thought to yourself, man, there is so much good information in here. I just need to spend some more time with it. I need to digest it and really assimilate it. And then the book gathers dust on the shelf and the seminar is turned into a nice professional three-ring binder that goes in a drawer somewhere. But we've all had this happen. Coaching helps you to determine which principles you want to apply, and then helps you engage the process of actually putting them into practice. This is Dave Edwards, professional life coach, and I'd love to chat with you about possibilities.